Imagine Dragons in one of my favourite songs from their new album, Tiptoes. It's Vectis Radio. You are listening to The Festival Show. It's Josh Peverley here with you until 5pm. We're having a Life to Beach special this afternoon. And to make it even better, we've got, and I hope this goes right, Harry from The Wailers on the other end of the phone. Can you hear us?
That's correct. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Very well. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. Thank you very much for obviously agreeing to this. And I'll try not to put you on the spot too much this afternoon. But if that happens, I apologise. It's live radio, isn't it? So...
It is live. Anything can happen.
It is. Anything can happen. So, firstly, we'll just find a little bit about the band and everything. The name, I've been finding it a bit of a tongue twister. Is that just me?
No, it isn't. You know, I find it a tongue twister still.
Do you?
After 3.5 years, yeah. People always ask me what the band name is, and I can't really say it properly. No, but yeah, it came from, it looks nice when you write it down.
It does.
On paper.
I think it looks really nice, especially like the logo and stuff that you've got on the Facebook page and stuff. It looks really nice, doesn't it?
Cheers, man.
No worries. And how did you all get together?
Oh, well, I met Joe, our guitarist, from an ad in Rough Trade on Brick Lane. I was looking for a guitarist to sort of start a band. And he had an ad saying he was looking for a band. So that's how we met Joe. And then we met Dave through an online website. Well, nothing dirty or anything. But it was an advert looking for a musician. So it's us three, and that's been 2.5 years of
wow.
Us.
Wow, and it's all starting to take off now, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got lots of stuff happening this summer. Got a really cool team around us now. We're really, really excited about stuff.
Yeah, well, that's it. We'll all be talking about all that in a minute. And how would you sort of describe the sound? So obviously, we're still learning a little bit about who you are and everything. So it's like, how would you exactly describe the sound?
Oh, God.
quizzing question,
huge,
that one.
Huge pop, anthemic pop, atmosphere, clever. maybe not so clever. Pop music, really. I mean, we love, I mean, bands, you know, I guess, I mean, Stone Roses, are headlining on the White this summer, but I mean, anything from the Stone Roses, we love all that kind of stuff, all that sort of shoegazy stuff, but also we love, you know, ASAP Rocky, or... Maybe that doesn't come out so much in our music, but everything really. Whenever people ask that question, I still never really know how to describe it properly. But
yeah, I don't even mean
arguing it, but better than that.
No, it was sort of like, who would you say has been actually inspired you to actually get where you are?
To get where we are now. Well,
who have you sort of looked up to and thought, I want to be like them, kind of thing?
Probably. I saw Everything play. A few years ago, and I thought that was they were quite inspiring to see. I mean, some of the old greats, obviously, you know. I mean, is it cliche to say bands like the Beatles? Is that cliche?
No,
that kind of stuff. The old greats, I guess. So I mean, your bands like Stone Roses and what kind of stuff, you know, huge inspirations on us and what we do
Yeah,
that's it, really.
Yeah. Well, it is the festival show, and you are playing the Isle of Wight Festival, as we've said, and it's a massive lineup, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great lineup you've got this year.
Well, so if you've seen it, I mean, there's obviously the Stone Roses, Bon Jovi, Killers. It's a really big bill, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I'm really looking forward, actually. Bonnie Raitt, especially, actually, and quite again, Steve Harley, Ghost Poet.
I spoke to Steve Harley last week. That was good. So you're excited about you're definitely excited about playing.
Oh, extremely excited, you know, over them. Yeah, really, really excited about playing. We're playing a few times, I think, over the weekend on the beach stage, and it'd be really good. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be our first sort of, you know, big festival, so very, very looking forward to playing. And I've never been to the Isle of Wight. So,
haven't you? I was going to ask you that, if you've ever been before, but...
Never been, no.
It's a lovely place, I'll give you that.
Yeah, no, it should be really good fun. Really good fun. Can't wait.
It will be, and as well, you're at the Isle of Wight Festival on a beach stage. It's a fake beach, but it's good enough.
Yeah, no, it's but yeah, we're looking forward to it.
I was at the beach stage last year, and it was a little bit smaller, and now they've sort of just gone and expanded it, and it was a great atmosphere. You've got sort of deck chairs everywhere. Have you seen any photos of it?
I haven't seen photos, no. I haven't, of the beach, although it does look, I think we're playing it in the evening, so hopefully if the sun's
properly,
it'd be nice.
That'd be good. And who would you say you're actually, are you coming for the whole weekend then, for the whole sort of festival experience?
We are, yeah, we're coming becoming the whole thing. We actually got a show with Coco on Friday night, and then we're sort of bombing down, I think, afterwards for the 15th and 16th.
You're going to be cheating and sort of camping in a tour bus, or you're going to be camping in a tent?
Times are still being arranged. I'm not sure. Not sure quite what we're going to do yet. I'm sure we'll. I'm sure whatever we do, it'll be fun.
Yeah, and doing? Yeah, it will be. It's. I mean, I love festivals. I've got to be honest there. And are you doing any others this summer apart from the Isle of Wight Festival?
We are. Yeah, we're hopefully going to do about sort of 15, and we're doing at the moment the ones that are confirmed. We've got. Doing Beach Break Live, doing Godiva Red Fest, Kendall Calling, Ozfest as well. So we've got a few more to come as well to be announced.
Wow, so looking forward to hearing about them.
Mm.
And as well, I'm sure I read somewhere as well, you've got an EP coming out, is that right?
We do, yeah. We're just finishing off there. We've done a video with a great guy called Alex Brown. He's a great director, and we're just finishing off a video for a single for the lead track that we're releasing called SOS off this EP, which we are hoping to release. We are releasing in the next few months. It's called Thought Lines is the name of the EP.
Yeah, that's it. I've heard Magnets from it, and that's a really good tune, Magnets, isn't it?
Oh, cheers, man. Yeah, thanks. Glad you like it.
No worries. I listened to it, and I checked you out on YouTube and everything, and I just thought, I love these guys. They're sort of... they're up there with, I don't know, you sounded a bit like, you reminded me like of Imagine Dragons and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah.
So it's definitely, I can definitely see a big future, so.
Oh, thank you. Well, fingers crossed, eh?
Yeah, hopefully you'll be back in a couple of years on that main stage at the Isle of Wight Festival. That's what we've got to aim for.
Hey, that's the goal, eh? That's the goal.
That's the little goal that we've just set. Where do you actually see maybe Waylayers in maybe, I don't know, 2-3 years' time? Have you thought about that yet?
Oh, of course, yeah. It's kind of all we think about, all I think about at the moment. But I think take it as it goes, one step at a time. Obviously, we want to make sure the music's right. We want to get the music right, and that's sort of the main focus. But we do really, we want to be selling out stadiums, man. We want to be. Maybe I'm getting a bit ahead of myself by saying all this stuff.
You never know.
Let's take it one step at a time. Write some good songs first, and then. See what happens. But we do have, dreams of going far with it, definitely.
Well, that's it. If you've got goals and you're more likely to reach than bands that just sort of sit there and think, oh, well, we'll see what happens and we'll see what flows our way, it's sort of, you just don't get there, do you? That's the thing. I think you've sort of got to have these big goals to actually reach them.
Oh, yeah, we're extremely focused. I think it's safe to say we're extremely, driven as a band and collectively. We're in a really good place. We've got a great team around us. I was saying, got a fantastic manager. Everything's just, we've been working really hard. So
I was gonna say you have got a fantastic manager. I mean, sometimes they'll take like whatever 2-3 days to reply. Your manager takes like 2 or 3 minutes. It's amazing.
I know he's fab.
He's straight on it, and he's really good to you. So hopefully we will see you on that main stage in a couple of years' time.
Yeah, man.
So, obviously, do you want to do a little plug for whatever the performance that we can maybe use for the festival? So, hi, I'm Harry from Waylayers. We're going to see you at the Isle of Wight Festival or something like that.
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Harry from Waylayers. Looking forward to seeing you at the Isle of Wight Festival.
That's brilliant. And thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. It has been a real pleasure.
Cheers, Josh. Yeah, thanks a lot.
No worries, and we'll see you at the Isle of Wight Festival. Here's Magnets.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Catch you then.
Definitely. See you later. Take care. Vectis Radio.